This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Michael, good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Hey, we got new swag coming out next Monday.
All right.
BFT, you can get hoodies, you can get t-shirts, you can get, not t-shirts, polo shirts, collar.
Wow.
Oh, we're fancy.
Very
you
nice.
Can wear our swag into a restaurant because it has a collar. How you got?
Excellent. Can't wait. It's a favorite for me. I was looking yesterday and I laughed out loud about Aaron Rodgers needing a new helmet because it's not safe and it's been banned. So is he going to play? Are we going to see that guy, or is he too peeved about helmets?
Guys, I think the news from Friday that surprised most, that Derek Carr, the Saints quarterback, has a shoulder injury that could affect his availability for 2025, that underscores the value of waiting. You never know who's going to get injured between now and whenever. And as a free agent, he can sign with anyone at any time, all the way up until a couple of days before the Super Bowl if he wants to wait that long. So you wait and see what happens. He clearly doesn't believe Pittsburgh is the clear-cut no-brainer, I must do it now, unless he's just trying to avoid the offseason program so he can go to Egypt or Peru or wherever. He hasn't sold himself yet on Pittsburgh, and we haven't heard that he's sold on Pittsburgh. He seems to be waiting to see if the Vikings decide J.J. McCarthy isn't the answer, at least for 2025, if Rodgers is available. But we see this possibility come to life that you could have, and I hate to name names because then you're accused of a jinx if the guy gets injured, but you could have any starting quarterback for any contending team get injured at any point. And Aaron Rodgers, if it happens, would say, crap, I should have waited because I'd have a better chance there to walk off into the sunset with the Lombardi Trophy under my arm.
Mike, good to talk to you. You mentioned Derek Carr. What is your sort of interpretation of where this heads for New Orleans heading into next week with the draft? And as an extension of that, feels like a very intriguing quarterback draft in that there's not a lot of heavy consensus on the guys at the top.
You know, Dan, there's a weird vibe that's existed between the Saints and Carr. Even after the Saints exercised their prerogative to convert his salary this year into a guaranteed payment and create some cap savings, I was told there was still a chance he could be traded. It would likely be after June 1 because that would minimize the cap consequences. But there's been some stuff going on. And look at it this way. The hand injury that he had late in the year, he had to have healed from that if they even had a chance to cut him before his $40 million pay for this year became fully guaranteed. Well, the shoulder injury was there too. You know, they may have wanted to cut him, but they had no choice but to keep him because you can't cut a guy with injury guarantee before the injury guarantee becomes a full guarantee. So these two are kind of forced together in this awkward dance. And now that the cat's out of the bag, you might as well have a red blinking light over the Saints that they're looking at a quarterback at number 9, which makes Shedeur Sanders an intriguing possibility because he's likely to be the best available then. Nobody knows where Sanders is going to go. Is it 9 to the Saints? Is it 21 to the Steelers? Does somebody trade up in between? You look at 10 to 20, there really isn't a team there that screams out, we'd be looking to draft a quarterback. But the Saints are in play, and if they wouldn't take Sanders at 9 if he's on the board, that tells you they must not think very much of him, because the cupboard is bare. Carr won't be there in 2026, and he may not play in 2025. There's a chance we never see him with that gold helmet with the fleur-de-lis on the side ever again.
Mike, I'm curious about your take on what happened with the Tennessee quarterback.
Yeah.
This is one of the weirdest stories out there. The guy is making apparently 2.4. He wants over $4 million. And it's the first time I think we've seen like an NIL contract holdout. I was saying earlier, I think the NIL stuff has been really good for the NFL, because you got players moving to different levels and you get a better view of who they are, and it helps you draft maybe. But this one is just out there beyond human comprehension.
You know, we've been talking recently about that. Where have all the backup quarterbacks who become starters 4 or 5 years into their career, where have they gone? Well, the reality is we know who they are before they're on the bench for 4 years, like a Tony Romo or a Tyrod Taylor, because you don't get stuck at Eastern Illinois and nobody knows who you are. You would end up at a bigger school and you would end up on a bigger platform and people would know who Tony Romo is, and he gets drafted that way. NIL is good, and it also has created chaos for the college system. With the Nico Iamaliava case, hey, I'm in favor of guys getting paid everything they're worth. But if you're going to make a power play, you better have the power to do it. And he didn't. And Tennessee called his bluff, and now he's out there trying to get the $2.4 million bird in the hand that he had before he tried to get more from Tennessee. But this is the chaos that college football has. And the thing to remember, number one, college football created this mess by taking advantage of the kids and finding ways to never pay them for decades under the guise of the NCAA, which created a hiding in plain sight antitrust violation that the lawyers finally caught up with. And now they can't do anything. No rules can be implemented without violating the antitrust laws. So they need a nationwide union that would give them the same antitrust exemption that the NFL has, or they need Congress to save their butt with some sort of a limited antitrust exemption that allows rules to be put in place. College football is stuck right now. They're in chaos. It's chaos they deserve. And now they need someone to save them from it, unless they decide to do what could be the smart thing. Let's call them employees. Let's have a union. Then we can have rules. We can have real transfer rules that are enforceable. We can have other rules that would apply to all schools and level the playing field. We could have a salary cap if we wanted one. They need something like that, because currently the chickens came home to roost on a corrupt system that was in place for a very long time.
Great stuff, Mike. Really appreciate it. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Mike.
See you guys. Have a good week.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.